What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Downloading Positive Vibes. It's your boy, Joey B. It's a new year, ladies and gentlemen. 2021 is here. 2020 is gone. And here with me today in new year 2021, I have three guests here today. Y'all already know the vibes. Introduce yourselves, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Playboy Pooh.
Yo, this is your boy, King.
This nigga always laughing.
This is your boy, King Chief. I'm happy, bro.
That's good. That's good.
What's up, guys? It's Elena.
El Boogie. I love how we all just synchronize. Like, we just know.
It's the vibe, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the energy.
I thought she was going to say it herself.
Me too. I'm surprised she did it.
She didn't.
She hasn't owned it yet.
Yeah, didn't stick
to it. She didn't realize this is going to be her. That's my podcast name now. You El Boogie for life.
El Boogie.
You're going to have to get that tatted and shit.
Put it on the hoodie. El Buddy and the
word.
Hoodie.
We're going to have to get her merch, her online.
Oh, you see?
Oh, see, ladies and gentlemen, this is what 2021 is all about. This is what we're going to talk. I want to jump into something like that. Like, I'm feeling that energy. Like, we've been sitting here, ladies and gentlemen, talking about goals. Like, what we have planned set up. Like, what we plan on doing this year. And it's going to be a lot of work, right? It's going to be a lot of work, but what better time to do it when we're stuck at home, right? We have all the time in the world to figure out what we're going to do, right? Mm-hmm. I think this is a great opportunity to let people know, like, we doing it too, so you could do it too. You getting that STEMI check, maybe you could take a little bit out of that check, maybe $150, because that's about enough to start yourself a business. You go to the, you know, your county clerk office, wherever you got to go, go sign up and get yourself a business, get a tax ID, boom, that $150 bought yourself a business. Next thing you know, go to the bank, get a credit card so you can start building credit under your company name. Start getting your, you know, credit up there, you know. So if you want to start getting loans and buy shit, you can, you know, you're in good hands. There you go. Start
that's
selling some product, whatever it is.
Exactly. You got to just take, but it's a lot of people that's scared to take that leap of faith because they're scared that the outcome may be negative and it won't yield back a profit. So a lot of people stay in their comfort zone of doing what they're doing, you know, just the bare minimum. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But, like, going out and doing that is really taking a leap of faith. And a lot of people don't have that.
But you don't think you're taking a leap of faith every day you go to work, hoping that one day you might get a promotion or maybe you might get a little raise from the city or something might just happen, feel me, and you just stumble upon a little bit more money? Like, is that not a leap of faith? Like, you just know you're going to make only this amount of money a year. When they tell you this is how much you're going to make a year, like, that's all you're making a year unless you decide to do something other than your job. You know what I mean? You don't think that's taking a leap of faith, too?
A lot of people don't feel like that. A lot of people feel like that's security. I know on the 15th and the 30th, I'm getting paid. I know that direct deposit is going to hit. And if it doesn't hit, I'm on the phone with HR and we're going to figure out why it didn't hit. A lot of people see it as that. And a lot of it's all about what you was brought up in, too. A lot of cultures taught us, like, if you work and you get a job or if you get a city job, that's it. Or you got to go to school and you got to get this job. And look at how so many people in our age and younger are profiting off of stuff that you don't go to school for.
Absolutely.
All these content creators and all of these YouTubers and streamers and all of that.
Yep.
That's not something you go to school for.
That's absolutely right. But that's why I'm saying, like, 2021, it gives you a great opportunity. I feel like 2020 really opened the door for a lot of people to be able to do something for themselves.
Take chances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely take chances for... Mm-hmm. You know, a lot with that extra money everyone was getting from unemployment.
Like, that was
perfect. You know that you had some set money. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a gamble for you to say, let me try something I always wanted to do. I've seen so many people make a business just blossom out of nowhere.
Right.
So, like, this was just cooking up in the house. Yeah. It was like, I have nothing but time right now. Let me make it
happen. Look at Gigi, somebody we know.
Yeah.
Started doing her own room.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, she started doing a full-blown business.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it takes something that you're good at, and next thing you know, you do it as a full-blown business. And listen, that's a second income. You know what I mean? You make as much as you work for.
So 2020 wasn't that bad of a year.
No.
Nah. I mean, that door was open in 2020, to be honest.
Right.
The time, the availability, and those who... benefited, unfortunately, for lack of a better term, off of still having a paycheck and was getting, you know, a stimulus check or, you know, other forms of payment only because, you know, of a general law. But you had opportunity, time to really say, listen, if this is something I want to do or this is something I want to perfect, I have the time now. I have the means.
Right. Because that was like the number one excuse. Like, why are you not following your dream? Oh, I don't have time.
Yeah. I work a 9 you know to 5. I mean?
Right. But now that that's out of the equation, now it really is not about time. It's the lack of dedication and consistency and the persistency that it takes to want to even achieve a dream. That all comes with a whole list of things that needs to be there. You know what I mean? You can't go into a business with only ambition. You know what I mean? You can't just go in there with the idea like, I really want to do this, I'm going to do it. And then you have no plan. You know nothing about finance. You know nothing about marketing. You know what I mean? Like, you got to know a little bit of something before you start jumping into the water. You know what I mean? Like, in my own experience, I went in there not knowing anything. You know, I gave myself 4 months. I came up with a good idea. I was like, all right, cool. Partnered up with my mans, and 4 months later we had a business, and then we started doing things, creating clothes, getting it out there, part of the travel club shit. So I gave shit to people who was traveling, so the brand went like all over the world, you know, in such a small amount of time, and that was cool, you know what I mean? But the lack of consistency is what, and the lack of finance skills is what killed the business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's on my part. You know what I mean? I wasn't doing what I needed to do because I wasn't educated in the field. You know what I mean? I didn't know what I was really doing. You know, I'm thinking, oh, I got a business now. I'm somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm spending more than we're making. You know what I mean? So then, obviously, if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to sink. Right? So this is why this is a perfect time to be able to learn those little skills here and there. Mm-hmm. Work with people. We got things like Clubhouse now.
Yeah.
You know, where you could actually talk to people who are really doing this shit. And they putting people on to new different things. You know what I mean? And then, voila. You got something that could possibly be something that could really help you in the long term.
Definitely. You know what I mean? And it's, you're starting your own legacy. You're starting another income. Because a lot of people, once the pandemic hit, a lot of people lost their source of income.
Yep.
Some people only have one source of income. And it with just things closing, they lost everything.
Yeah, and one source of income is most of the time not enough to survive.
Right. Exactly. Right, that's just making it.
Yeah.
One check away from being homeless. That's what they always say.
I went from 3 sources of income to 1.
You could speak on that lane, right?
Yeah, I always have 2 jobs. Always. I don't do that one job shit. It's just not realistic, especially in New York City. Like, everything is extremely expensive, and if you want to have extra cash, you need to have at least more than one hustle. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2021 is a really tough year. You're already coming in.
Get to it.
Yeah. If you was, like, a server, and unfortunately you can't really be out there, or you're a bartender, you can't really be making the money that you used to make. You know what I mean? Like, this is a good time to find another hustle. You know what I mean? You got to really dig deep, find out what you're good at, or go with people who are already good at something else and ride with them and just help their dream. You might find your dream along the way. You know what I mean? As long as you're doing something together, there's always a possibility that another door might open for you. You know what I mean? Like coming on each other's podcast, for example. Mm-hmm. Cross, you know, what do you call that shit?
Collaborator.
Yeah. So, you know, it opens doors for everybody else. You know what I mean? How do you feel like you're going to tackle this year? Do you feel like you should? I was thinking, like, there's, like, different ways that people may look on taking this year. Like, I feel like my way of taking 2020 was more on a conservative, finding my peace and stillness and, like, just trying to find myself again, right? And, like, and I feel like in this year, it's, like, I want to be more aggressive on the things that I say I want to do. You know, I feel like there's all this talk. I'm always talking about I want to do this, I want to do that. And, like, for the first time, I started writing shit down. It's visible. I have a to-do list every single day that I can see every time I walk out my room. You know what I mean? It's feasible. It's doable. It's right there. All I got to do is do it now. And I feel like if I hit this shit, like, really aggressively this time, I feel like I would get a lot more done versus sitting back trying to be like, oh, I'm trying to find my peace, trying to be happy again. Like, I'm good. You know, I feel like I'm ready. Like, it's game time. You know, that sad shit, it was overwhelming. But, like, you know, I feel like we got to rejuvenate. We got to come back,
mm-hmm.
you know, better than ever before.
I feel like that's where I'm at now. Where you were in 2020, that's where I'm at now. Like, trying to, you know, find my peace and everything. But at the same time, I want to be more aggressive with 2021.
You'll find that once you find your peace, bro. When you start getting some type of clarity and some sense of, like, what was going wrong already in your life, and then you start finding reasons, like, why everything is, you know, it's been taking you off course a little bit, you start finding your course again. You start finding the right path, you know. That's what I'm saying. It's always good to do that. Like, you need to find yourself before you take on any life journey. Like, you're really doing that shit blindfolded if you decide to move anything moving forward. Like, you don't know, one life event could just fuck up all of that for you. Like, you could have the only momentum. Like, you could be doing so good, but because you didn't face your personal demons, something might trigger something and take all that shit that you worked through, like, yeah, really hard for all
in
the way.
One swoop.
That's it. You know what I mean? So that's why it's so important. Like, use this year to find yourself, bro. Like, do what you got to do. Find yourself. Find your peace. Find your happiness. Get rid of your anxiety. You know, come back determined and ready to do what you got to do. But take your time. This is not a game of rushing. You know, clarity and peace and stillness and tranquility, all that shit does not come overnight. Like, you got to really want it. You got to seek it. You got to do it. You know what I mean? Put yourself around that fire and do it. That's the only way. You can't talk about it. You got to be about it. 2021 is about that. Changes are necessary in this year.
Definitely.
Can't be doing anything what we was doing last year. That shit was whack. And technology's in our favor right now, so utilize it.
Exactly.
Feel me?
It's a real powerful tool.
TikTok, Instagram, all that shit. There's so many tools to help you get yourself out there. People are going viral. Look at that guy. What was his name? The skateboard guy? He's just on his skateboard listening to Dreams.
Dogface.
Look how he just came up. Bro, this nigga was just on a skateboard, bro, just on TikTok, making a video, lip singing to a song. And now he's famous, bro. Like,
you've seen the video, right?
I've seen the videos.
Of course you have. Yeah, I've seen
it. I just didn't. I don't.
At the cranberry.
Mm-hmm. I saw
it. Cranberry juice. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. I just didn't know his name, but I saw it.
Yeah. I feel like Pooh's acting like he don't know nothing.
I'm not really into TikTok like that. Unless
I'm not even on TikTok. He's just always showing up on all these different reels and shit.
Explorer page or somebody reposting it.
My Explorer page is full of sports.
I opened this shit up and it says 2021 starts Monday, respectfully.
Yeah, that's
I agree with that.
That's a whole fact. Because this whole weekend, shit. If y'all ain't turned the F up on this New Year's after the year that we had, you didn't start your year right, bro. There's been so many losses. There were so many people to drink for. It was like I couldn't stop drinking. So many people. We lost so many good people.
Facts.
In 2020, bro. I had to have a drink for all of them.
Definitely.
Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
All the black lives that we lost. Feel me? Like, it's not even. You hear the fucking police for sirens as soon as I say that. That's crazy, universe. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to come here. This is going to be a brief episode, nothing too crazy. You feel me? I just want to let y'all know, I really wish you guys have a really great year. I know, again, we already know. I don't even need to say that shit no more. We already know what 2020 was like. But try to use this year to really use your time, right? You know? Try to, you know, develop something. Even if you can't develop something, you're not in a position to start something, don't let that stop your dream, though. You know, maybe you have to spend money on your Con Ed, or you got bills you got to pay the rent. You can't even use your stimmy check to something that you would like to do. Don't still let that, like, stop you from doing what you got to do. Because you know what? This is your life, and everything goes based on what you do. You know what I mean? Don't let your government dictate your life. You know, you're not limited by nothing. The sky's the limit. It's all about you and how you move in this world. If you want it, you could get it. There might be obstacles, yes, but there's obstacles for everybody out here. You know what I mean? There's people who have stories that are out of this world, who come from nothing and became something. So that doesn't mean that can't be you. So On that note, kick 2021's ass. Stay safe. Please wear your mask. Don't drink and drive. You know what I mean? Everybody just do the right thing. Also, if you can, like, share, subscribe. Do what you got to do. You know, show love on the page. Hit me up if you want to be on the show. Anybody got things they want to talk about? 2021 is going to be different. I want to start interviewing people. If you're somebody that's a somebody or becoming a somebody and you want to be somebody, come talk to me. You know what I mean? Feel me? So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, if anybody want to say something before they go, if y'all don't, it's all good.
Just want to say Happy New Year. A blessed New Year. Healthy and successful 2021.
Facts. And go tune into Links and Drinks podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You feel me? That's their podcast. That should be the vibe. It's a little raunchy. Nothing like positive vibes. But if you want to have a good time, you know what the vibe is every Fridays, particularly a little bit of a little late night Friday podcast show. Usually comes out on Sundays on audio form on all platforms. So definitely look into that, guys. And on that note, Chief, I know you're over there making a drink and shit. We're about to have a good time. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys are having a good time. And on that note, this has been another episode of Downloading Positive Vibes. Peace.